Do your tween girls have a heart to serve others? Have they been taught about the phenomenal female biblical role models that they need to know about so they can grow up as women of God? Today's young ladies are being raised to idolize Photoshop models and aspire to be just like the lost celebrities we see plastered on billboards and parading around at concerts singing awful lyrics. We need to pray for these women, but not idolize them. Let's give our young women the godly role models from Scripture that will beautifully shape their lives to be more like Jesus. And we can get in some quality mom-daughter time while doing it. Lindsay Driscoll is a speaker and the author of Beautiful Hearted Women of the Bible, a creative mother-daughter devotional. She encourages moms to share this devotional with their girls and hopes that it will help them connect with one another and the Lord. What a great concept. Here's to another episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Thank you for tuning in today. You probably guessed that this week's theme is all about mothers and daughters. I'm with Lindsay Driscoll from Four Girls Like You Ministries. Lindsay, how you doing, woman?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing excelente. You came up with a killer concept. A lot of times mothers, daughters want to connect, but the mothers are reading one part of scripture, how to keep your hair, keep everything stable in the home. Then they tell their girls, go read this devotional, but there's not really that connection there that your phenomenal work of art here has done. So thank you. We need it in our home right now. I have all these question marks. How do I connect better with my girls? You're the answer to prayer for the Griffin gang. You've been married for 15 years. You have 11-year-old triplets. How are you managing that?
I'm managing it now that they're 11 years old. So 2 years old was a little tougher.
My gosh, I can just imagine you having a conveyor belt in your kitchen. Okay, applesauce, 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 steak, steak, steak. Did I skip like a kid in there?
Yeah, but it's a lot easier too because they're all on the same stage at the same time. So
that's so true. I always thought it'd be really cool to have like twins or two sets of twins, but I'm going to be living through you here for the next 30 minutes. That's absolutely hilarious. But at the same time, people watching thinking, can I really squeeze in a couple minutes a day with my daughter over a devotional? Yes, you can, because you wrote that book while raising triplets, and you also have a Rhodesian Ridgeback pup in the mix. So if you can do it, anyone can do it here with spending some time in the Word with their daughters. So you rock, keep at it. You're originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and you fled that city. You now live in South Carolina. Thank you for jumping on the program. It's such a killer concept to write a devo that connects moms with daughters. Women today want to be that godly role model for their girls or teach them about godly role models. And there's a plethora in scripture, not so much coming out of the Hollywood Hills. Why did you want to create this project?
I just have such a heart for young girls knowing the Lord and knowing there's a different way to live, a way of joy and fullness, and just the way that God intended for us to love Him and love others. And I realized that girls are very multiple from a really early age. I saw that when my girls were about 5. I really noticed the way they were really trying to love each other well after reading scripture, the stories from scripture, and Ruth and Naomi. And so that was really what connected. And one more thing is we had been reading some books and about women in the Bible, and there are some great ones, but also at that young age, I felt like they weren't as engaged and some of the topics weren't as age appropriate. I had to skip parts, and being a former teacher, I just really had a heart to engage my girls, and I found myself interjecting questions within the stories, and all of it just came to life. That way.
So you couldn't find what you were looking for your own girls. And you're like, you know what? I know what I want. Other parents are going to want this. Other moms with their daughters. I'm just going to write it. How long did it take you to write the book? And by the way, everybody, the book is entitled Beautiful Hearted Women of the Bible. Fantastic read. How long did it take you to write that project?
Probably about a year. I went page through page in the Bible and looked for all the women in the Bible. But as far as editing, that's another story. So that was a 5-year process.
What?
Yeah. Well, just getting it published, but you know, the editing process could go on forever. But yeah, so, and honestly, it started out just having the stories and I have questions within the stories, which is what sets it apart for the 6 to 10-year-olds, because so many of the books I looked at said 6 to 10 or 8 to 12, but really it was older. And I felt like we were skipping over this sweet multiple age group. So I literally made it for 6 to 10-year-olds. And the questions within the stories are what really I felt like grabbed them. I did it naturally. And so it was really easy for me to not just do reflection questions within the stories, but also do imaginative. Because again, former teacher, love engaging kids, love having fun. And I think God's imaginative too. So I wanted to connect all the ideas together.
I just absolutely love your project. I'm not an artsy type person. I don't like glitter. I don't like glue. I don't like a mess.
But there's no glitter in my book.
I was going to say, but the pictures you sent me look like they passed my little mini test. But then because of that, and because I'm not like creative in that aspect, but my both of my girls are. I mean, you can tell they've been in the art room that we created for them, and there's like a music room. We want them to develop those gifts. But they leave a bomb of a mess. But the bummer is I'm not involved in it. And I want to be. Like, I feel sometimes lost. What can I do with my girls besides just coloring a picture? I want to do so much more than that. So we're going to talk about these activities right now. Your book is loaded with activities to help moms and daughters connect with the Lord. In fact, here's one activity I have to know more about. What in the world's going on here with one of your daughters? And how is this connecting us with our girls with the Lord?
Yeah, so this is a creative fun section activity from the book of Sarah, the chapter of Sarah. And the oobleck is what represents us. And then the strainer with the holes is what represents just when we fall short, when we sin, our imperfections. And that's us when we fall through the hole. So sometimes we fall in life, sometimes we mess up, but God is there to catch us. And so the casserole dish just represents how God's hands are there to always catch us and forgive us when we reach out to Him.
I just love this, because instead of just reading it, you're seeing it, and then kids remember it, and it connects me with my daughters. I have four kids, 13 down to 9. My two girls, Eden is 10. She's our drummer in the family, loud, nuts, but delicate, if that's even possible, delicate with the sticks. Then we got Stella, who's 9. Actually, she's louder than Eden. But both of them love crafts, and I have a hard time knowing how to connect with all of them. So I'm really excited about this. Here's another picture you sent in. This is all about spreading Jesus' love. Tell us what you're doing here.
But this one was creating bubbles from, it's very easy. You just have a few ingredients, so which is super fun to do anyways. It takes 5 minutes. It's not messy. You go outside, you create your own bubble wand, which again is easy. You find a stick and you just round the pipe cleaner, and then you can make these massive bubbles. And the creative fun application there is just as God tells us to go spread the love of Jesus to other people. So you go and you can spread these bubbles around. So it's just, it might, you know, making that parallel with kids, those are what makes an idea like that stick in their heads and hearts. And when we can put their hands together to start, you know, creating this activity while they're trying to understand, oh, I'm spreading the love of Jesus. Like, it's just a great visual for them to really about it when they're out and about with friends and other people.
I absolutely love it. And then coming from my type A shenanigans, you're outdoors, the slime is on the driveway, and it's so bad.
It's bubbles. It's not slime. No, it's slime. I would not do that with slime.
I should not call it slime. But if there's moms watching right now, I know what you're talking about, Tina. No glitter, no glue, no slime, no mess. I am learning and realizing 10 years from now, when these girls are gone, unless the rapture happens, because some of my episodes, you know, I think we're really close, I'm going to miss these messy years. I will. And a lot of times I'll be like, girls, go play in the front yard. I got a couple phone calls to make. I have to get out on the front yard and get involved with my girls, because I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to be crying when they're packing their bags going off to college. So
I know. Well, and that was one of my big reasons why I created this devotional too, is I believe so much in slowing down and connecting with one another. And I think we all have to fight the culture of moving fast. And it's not something we need to feel guilty about. It's an opportunity we have to slow down and connect. And these activities, they just take a few minutes. And I will be honest, I also don't like huge messes. And I, for example, instead of a casserole dish, I learned to use a disposable one. So in the book, I do talk about put a towel underneath, use a disposable one. So it's pretty simple. But regardless, even if it does make a bit of a mess, like, these activities are very simple, easy, don't cost much money at all. Like, I'm all about simplicity. I'm mostly just connecting with our kids, and really, like, I'm just learning again and again, like, my girls, they really just want time with me, period.
Absolutely.
So this book creates that opportunity.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, a lot of the activities are things you already have in the home, and it takes 3 seconds to set up. I love your brain, and you wrote it. coming from a mom who is busy. So, it's not as though there's, you know what I'm talking about. So yes, the right yes. person to write this book, because you know the people reading it have the same time you've got. I just love it. All right, we're going to be back to talk more about biblical women and teaching our girls how to follow Jesus right after this.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
If you haven't received our free parent media guide loaded with pro-America entertainment options for your kids, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on the button sign up for our newsletter at the top of the page. Simply enter your first name, email, and then click on get my free guide, and you'll receive this phenomenal resource in your inbox within minutes. It's loaded with tons of positive entertainment options for your kids, as well as entertainment, music, movie reviews, and great books to get. We also give you family-friendly magazines to give to your kids, great present to get underneath the Christmas tree this year, and family-friendly movie streaming options. Also easily get to our store, a plethora of resources on our website, as well as connect with Counterculture Mom on social media. All simply by going to counterculturemom.com and clicking on the button, sign up for our newsletter. All right, Lindsay, you have me convicted. I got to get out there and spend more time with my girls. You have a great video where moms and daughters talk about why they love this book so much. Everybody, check this out.
What I really liked about this devotional was a chance for my daughter and I to bond learning stories in the Bible about godly women. And what I really loved were all the questions that were throughout the devotional that had a chance for my daughter to answer and for me to learn more about her.
I really liked the discussion questions throughout the story that kind of helped bring the story to life for both of us and helped us sort of reflect on how the story might affect us personally.
This devotional is a great tool to engage in conversation with our daughters about who Jesus is and what God has to say to us through His Word, through the Bible. And I think for any mother who's looking for a devotional that will connect her with her daughter, as well as connect their hearts to the Lord, this is a great one.
All I keep thinking about is the time is so short. It goes by in a blink of an eye. And I don't want to look back. And I know parents tuning in right now, we don't want to look back and say we wish we'd have spent more time. Mm-hmm. Today's tech gadgets are becoming babysitters, the parents for our kids. And I am adamant that in our Griffin gang here that we don't have that happen. So, and also that the time spent together isn't just cleaning the house, scrubbing a toilet, or dusting, you know, furniture. So this is so key. This sets our girls up for success. And what is success in God's eyes? Becoming more like Him. I'm very thankful that you did this project and you were obedient to do it in the midst of you raising triplets and hanging out with a pup. It's just unbelievable. How is this book, Lindsay, different from others like it?
What separates this book is most books, you read the story and the child listens. But with this book, it really helps the child feel like they're a part of the story and engages them, because I have reflective and imaginative questions actually within the story italicized. And so you get a chance to stop and really connect. And not only can you tell that, make sure that they're, you know, paying attention, but you just also get to know your girls. Like, how easy is it to, like, for example, in Abraham and Sarah, there's a line that says how God has a name for every star. And the next question is, like, what does that tell you about God? And that's a reflective question, right? You have to think about that. And then the next question is, if you had a star, like, what would you name it? And so you're getting to know, like, who they are, what makes them tick. There's no rush. It's your timetable, but it is a great opportunity to really connect and know your girl more.
All right. So I'm not that, you know, suave when it comes to hopscotch, but you have a hopscotch activity in your Devo. So you're going to help me burn some weight at the same time. So there's many benefits here, parents, many benefits. Can you explain how this hopscotch activity works?
So I was just thinking about what is a way to remember scripture. I think it is powerful. It stays in your heart. And I thought, oh, how about putting a word in each box? And so we, my kids and I, actually my son too, he loves most of, you know, all the activities except for anything else, but all the other ones are just so fun. And so we made it together and then we played hopscotch and we learned that verse by heart in like 5 minutes or however long it took us to create it. But it was just, we had such a fun time together. And that's just a really simple, easy, fun way to, you know, just to help God's word settle into our heart.
That it's just so sweet. I'm looking forward to it because I just gained 5 pounds coming back from speaking at a youth event last week. So
hopscotch will help.
I've got to do some hopscotch and I'm 4 or 5 times today and throughout this next week. It's going to be a weight loss program, all that more, the next series, people, next series. Girl, it's so wonderful that you encourage young girls to take action and help others with what they've learned. This is phenomenal. What is happening in this image?
So we created a edible model of the land that Sarah and Abraham traveled. And so they had to, you know, we talked about how Sarah had to trust the Lord and wasn't able to see where they were going. And so we came up with, you know, you saw marshmallows for trees and cupcakes for hills and all that kind of fun stuff.
So. It's so cool. And then we got this one right here. I'm just curious. And I want to ask you about all of it. Here's another one.
So that was the story of Deborah, and the activity was to invite some friends to a volunteer outreach to be a leader, just like Deborah was a leader and rose up. And it's a different kind of leader than you might imagine, right, in the world. This is the kind of leader that is leading people to serve. And so she actually created an invitation on Canva for her friends to come serve together. And we went to a foster care closet and folded clothes. And she noticed when we were there that there were some blankets they give away to kids who are brought into foster care. So the first day they come into, you know, a foster home, they can choose a blanket. And so my daughter got the idea to sew a mermaid tail blanket for a child coming into foster care. Wow. And what I love about that is it is really easy in this world to overlook making a difference and looking at what matters. But the story and what we did, it wasn't even so much, it was from what the activity was, a domino effect. That's what I love. It was the seeds that were planted. So her heart was already becoming compassionate to seeing what these kids have to go through, wanting to pray for them and then wanting to take a step of action to make that blanket. That was not my idea. I didn't even think about it.
Cool.
So yeah, it was very cool.
All right. You know me, coming from the Hollywood Hills for a decade here. Why is it important for our girls to look up to and learn about these role models that you just talked about here in scripture, rather than focusing on the celebrities of today?
Well, you know, as women who are after God's heart and wanting our daughters to do the same thing, I think the more we show them these women who lived fully because they loved the Lord and others, it didn't mean they were perfect, because they weren't, but yet they sought the Lord. The Lord is what, you know, what moved and changed their heart. And that's what's beautiful hearted. And I think when, you know, my girls, I tell them all the time, when you chase after what's fleeting, in the world, what seems popular or cool or acceptance or wanting to be accepted or all these different things, like, that is very, very empty. But what is so filling is the Lord, is Jesus, is loving others and loving the Lord. And so when you start ingraining that in their hearts and they can kind of see a separate way to live, a different way to live, other people start to be attracted to it too. And so, you know, it's just really important to show them not just what not to be, but to really show them who to be. And so the poor widow is one of my favorite examples of what really summarizes my whole book. She gave from her heart. Jesus called his disciples over to him to say that she gave so much more because she gave from her heart. So I don't want us to get lost and, oh, well, there's all these activities. The activities are just a means to the end. They're a way to connect with our daughters and a way to connect with the Lord and to grow our heart to become more like his.
I absolutely love that. And you said a key phrase that I don't even remember the last time someone said that, where we should be showing others how to live, not always how not to live. That was an eye opener for me right there, because a lot of times I'll warn people, hey, you want to steer clear from this and don't do that. Well, my girls are probably thinking that, how should I live? I know for sure not to dress like Beyonce, but how should I dress and what should I say? So it's a great reminder. You're giving me, you know, 1-2 punch here today. All right, everybody, you obviously, I know if you're watching this, you're on fire like I am to get your hands on Lindsay's mother-daughter devotional, Beautiful Hearted Women of the Bible. You can go to Amazon, correct, and check out your book there?
Yeah, you can get it anywhere. So Amazon, Focus on the Family, Barnes & Noble. It's actually, Mardell's carrying it now too in their bookstore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You can get it. If it's not in Barnes & Noble, you can get it online there, Target, all those different places. So.
Okay, well, we got to get our hands on that and then get our hands on the activities. And once again, everybody, 99% of the stuff that she asks us to grab is under your sink, kitchen counter. You will find it. Make sure, everybody, you check out Lindsay's website, read her blog, stay updated with everything that she's working on right now, you guys, at lindsaydriscoll.com, lindsaydriscoll.com. Lindsay, what can we all find on your phenomenal site?
Well, I will say to you, there's no D in Lindsay. So if you put a D, you won't find it. But lindsaydriscoll.com, you'll find information about my devotional and then content I've written just about trying to love the Lord and love others well and show our kids what that looks like. And you can find some videos that I've done, as well as just a lot of content to try to just make a difference for the Lord.
Absolutely. You are making a difference, woman. Once again, everybody, it's lindsaydriscoll.com. That's LINSEYDRISKILL. That'll be in the show notes. Like normal, go to counterculturemom.com, click on this episode, drive everybody over there so they can watch the 4-part series this week on mothers and daughters. Phenomenal insight, info to help connect you with your girls and help them grow up to be godly young women. You know what? Guys should be tuning into this as well. So it'll be a great reminder of what the young men should be looking for in a wife. And if that's the case, let's make sure we're raising our young men to be knights that these women will want to say yes to when the question is popped. Will you marry me? Of course. I tell you what. See, our dog's going nuts right now. He's excited about what you're pumping out. Thank you, woman. Phenomenal, phenomenal info here. You also have For Girls Like You magazine, which Lindsay directs. It's a Christ-centered, fun-filled magazine for tween girls, forgirlslikeyou.com. I had no idea you were behind all of this. I absolutely love that magazine. Can you tell parents right now why they should get this magazine for their girls?
I'm so glad you brought it up. Yeah, it's amazing. If you want to show your girls people all over the other girls all over the world who are love Jesus and are following the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Beautiful Hearted Parenting, and my website, as you mentioned. And again, my book is geared to 6 to 10 year old girls. And my prayer is just that the Lord would bless you and your daughters greatly and just grow in your faith and grow in your relationship with each other.
Absolutely. Go get them, sister. You're on the right track. Love that you exist. That's all I got to say. Keep at it.
Thank you so much.